This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unfortunately for Carlos Mendoza, he didn't press the right buttons yesterday.
No, he didn't. And I mean, when we were talking about using the bullpen a couple days ago with Maton not being available and Diaz not being available, and we felt like it was going to be Stanek and we thought it was going to be Buto, and it worked out that way. You know, going into last night, I thought because Maton didn't pitch and Diaz didn't pitch that was what was going to happen. They were going to give the ball to Maton, they were going to give the ball to Diaz, and that was going to be it. And I actually had faith that that game was going to end 3-2, and Mendoza said with Churio he didn't want to leave Stanek in because of the high velocity that Churio could turn around on, and that's what he loved the Maton matchup with Churio, and it didn't work. So you're right, he didn't press the right button there, and when Maton isn't good, it looks terrible because, you know, he's a location guy. He kind of keeps you off balance.
He's a curveball guy.
Right. And then when he's out there and he's leaving the ball up like that, he looks like he's throwing batting practice. And yesterday he was for the Brewers in the eighth, and it just sucked. It just absolutely sucked.
Now it's all hands on deck, and everybody's got to be ready up for both teams, not just the Mets, obviously. And I'm sure that the Brewers will be doing the same thing. And today is going to be, I mean, to me, this is like, if what happened with Lindor in the bottom of the ninth was like the last game of the season and they needed that and they needed to go in, the euphoria surrounding that game would have been even more than it had already been. I mean, sure, it was exciting, no question, but they had the backup doubleheader just in case. So this is it. Like, this is the game that will decide whether you're going home or whether you're going to continue to play. And this is the night where you're looking for something special from somebody, whether it be pitching, whether it be clutch hitting, whether it be stealing a base, making a great play in the field. This is the game where you sit on the edge of your seat thinking that, man, it's all now. It's all today. And I know both teams feel the same way. You'd be idiotic to think that it's just the Mets, but we are the Met fans here. So we're hoping that our guys continue to show what they have shown all season long, the ability to get up off the mat, because last night had to be really disappointing for them, because I for sure thought, and I bet you Mendoza thought this too, I got the right pitcher going against the right guys, and unfortunately when that inning is over, they have a two-run deficit.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.